This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our weekly news report ending May 10th. Lakeland releases a list of 13 streets to be repaved in May and June. Seminole Trail from West Beacon Road to Pueblo Trail, May 12th through the 19th. Shawnee Trail from West Beacon Road to Hiawatha Trail, May 12th through the 19th. Hiawatha Trail from Seminole Trail to South Florida Ave. And Comanche Trail from Hiawatha Trail to West Maxwell Street. And Pueblo Trail from Cherokee Trail to Comanche Trail, all from May 12th through the 19th. East Main Street from Massachusetts Avenue to North Lake Avenue, May 14th through the 21st. Also, South Lake Avenue from East Main Street to East Walnut Street. And on May 16th through the 21st, East Parker Street from Lake Parker Avenue North to Massachusetts Avenue. On June 2nd, Maple Street from North Orange Avenue to US 98 North. North Orange Avenue from Maple Street to Gibsonia Galloway Road. June 3rd through the 10th, Wedgwood Estates from US 98 North to Carpenter's Way. From June 5th through the 12th, South Edgewood Drive from Taft Avenue to Bartow Road. And June 9th through the 16th, South Sand Gully Road from West Edgewood Drive to West Boulevard Road. Residents with questions or seeking additional information should contact Lakeland's pavement management lead, Troy Williams, at 863-834-3315. The first ever free bicycle safety rodeo was held in County's Carter Road Park in Mulberry, a good turnout. The weather cooperated on Saturday morning, April 26th, when the Polk County Parks and Recreation Department held its first ever free bicycle rodeo in the Lois E. Hop Carter Road Park in Mulberry. The expansive park is an almost unknown hidden gem to many of this area's who only drive past the park's entrance off West Carter Road. The park is larger than one might seem. Assume, and is located close to another public facility in Mulberry. Seven Wetlands, spelled S-E, the letter 7-E-N, Wetlands Park is a 1,600 acres of marshland, uplands, and lakes where 8 miles of paths for running and hiking owned by the City of Lakeland, where its treated wastewater gets its final polish before being released. But that is another story for another day. But it shows you some of the great opportunities for outdoor recreation in the Mulberry South Lakeland area that many people don't know about. A keynote of the gathering was not only to have fun with other bikers, but to be reminded about the need for bicycle safety. The National Safety Council reports that in the last year, the statistics are available, 1,371 bicyclists were killed in the United States, some of them children. The targeted age for the bike rodeo was elementary school-age children through middle school, but Ms. Jones noted all who are interested in were welcome, including parents and older brothers, but some of whom were on bicycles and dressed to the nines in colorful bicycle attire. There was plenty of adult supervision provided by volunteers with the Polk Parks and Recreation, the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the Pedal Power Youth Bicycle Ministry, a First Presbyterian Church along Lake Hollingsworth in Lakeland. Also, a few bicycle shops in Lakeland were present helping out and distributing some free items. A free helmet was given out to any child that required one. It is recommended by national safety officials that wearing a bicycle helmet may go a long way to minimizing head injuries from falls from a bicycle. And the Multicultural Center, located next to City Hall, is currently holding the exhibit, The One, a monochromic celebration. This was held through April 25th. The City of Mulberry offers a variety of events and programs of interest throughout the year. Also, stop in at the Mulberry Public Library and support events held in the renovated Gem Theater in downtown Mulberry, and find out about programs and events offered in Studio 37 in the former SunTrust building, now owned by the city. This past week, a pep rally was held in Purcell Elementary School in Mulberry. Here, the Mulberry High School Band played, and Purcell Principal Dr. Richardson kissed the pig to the laughter and excitement of everyone. Part of the reason for the pep rally is to bring excitement to the school. And the head football coach at Bartow High School, Tyler James Eden, age 31, was arrested and booked into the Polk County Jail on multiple charges related to alleged inappropriate behavior with three female high school student teenagers. He has bonded out of jail pending trial at $30,000 total bond. He is not only the school's head football coach, but has been a teacher of physical education at the school since 2023. It is alleged that he had inappropriate behavior with two teenagers, 18, and one who was only 16 years old. While the age of consent in Florida is age 18, it does not apply in cases where there is authority influence, such as a school employee. In at least three cases involving teenage girl students, it is claimed that Coach Eden spoke with them about earning community service credits by helping with matters in the locker room. All three of the girls originally took him up on it, believing that what it was all about was helping tear down boxes or do other things to help the team and the school. However, the three said it is not exactly what turned out. It's alleged that when they were alone with him, he became sexually aggressive in his speech and suggestions. An 18-year-old said she agreed to help for community service credits. He told of having a woman on the side and became aggressive in his behavior. She was very uncomfortable in the hole and quit the offer of credits. The crash of six-seat small passenger jet, a small plane, after just taking off from the Bacalhautan Airport in Florida, has an extra tragic story behind it. A grandfather and father were on board the plane, as was the granddaughter, who was going to look over the University of Florida in Tallahassee, where she might have attended this coming school year. That same university had another tragedy this past week in the mass shooting by a sheriff's deputy's son that left two adults dead and six students injured in the gunfire. The three were part of a family. The grandfather, Robert Stark, aged 81, Boca Raton, his son Stephen Stock, age 54, and the latter's granddaughter, Brooke Stock, age 17. The purpose of the trip, which barely got off the ground, was to take the teenager to Tallahassee, the state capital, so she could look over Florida State University as she was considering going to school there in the fall. Longtime Polk County educator, the late George Murray Fox Sr., passed away on September 18, 2023. He kept up on Mulberry with his subscription to the press. While he worked for Polk County Schools for 31 years, he was involved in many interests. Lakeland Masonic Lodge, of which he was a member for over 7 decades, the Lakeland Shrine Club, the Egypt Temple Shrine in Tampa, a member of the First United Methodist Church in Lakeland, and more. It is important, as the Mulberry, Lakeland, Polk County, and Florida is in an era of major expansion and change, like it or don't like it, that we preserve what we have of our past. The press will share with you some of these very good examples of part of old-time Mulberry. The collection included not only old photos, many well-preserved, but a book written about the history of Mulberry by the late Albert Pimpkin, who died a few years ago, and another book by the late Ray Red Driver about the phosphate region here. Both authors graduated at different times from Mulberry High School. Thanks to these men for their interest in preserving some of the history of the Mulberry and Polk County area. Adrian Smith, a 6 foot 50-year senior out of Georgia, was drafted in the 4th round by the New York Jets last Saturday. He was the 110th player taken in the 2025 NFL Draft. He is shown to have been something of a late bloomer in large part due to injuries, but he had a breakout season in 2024, catching 48 passes and led the Georgia Bulldogs with 817 yards receiving. He played football and track and field while at Mulberry High School for 3 years. After his junior season, Smith transferred to Lakeland High School for his senior year in 2019. Lakeland coach Marvin Fraser, who had just begun as an assistant under coach Bill Castle, said that Smith was definitely one of the better players that you've seen in a while. Mulberry Cultural Center announced a new exhibit that begins on May 2nd, 2025, with an opening celebration at 5. The event is open till 7 p.m. and all are welcome. Complimentary refreshments will be provided. Featured in this new exhibit are works by Holly Brown, Oil 2025, the Mulberry Cultural Center, located next door to Mulberry City Hall at 103 East Canal Street, is open Tuesday through Saturdays, 9 to 5. There is no admission charge to see the exhibit. And the very best city park in the United States is right here in Polk County. States USA Today, national newspaper and online publication. Interestingly, this park, Bonnet Springs Park, has been financed without any taxpayer dollars and has no general admission fee. Bonnet Springs Park is in the center of Lakeland. It's comprised of 168 acres of land and was financed and remains financed totally on donations from families, individuals, corporations, and organizations. The park has only been open a little over 2 years and has received wide acclaim. It is located on the former Lakeland Freight Railroad Yards of the Atlantic Coastline Railroad Company, which merged in the 1960s with Seaboard Airline Railroad. Today, that merged company is known as CSX Transportation, which operates the railroad lines in the Mulberry area. The yards, as they were known for generations, also once housed a large wooden roundhouse where steam locomotives were once served and repaired on the Atlantic Coastline Railway. The railroad once employed as many as 500 people in its Lakeland operation. The engine house was dismantled years ago, and according to Trains Magazine, was once believed to be the largest wooden railroad roundhouse in the United States. And John Snyder, 34, was fatally shot by a Polk County deputy last Friday night when he was armed in a confrontation with a deputy. It was the third such shooting in 3 Fridays in a row. Snyder was holding a knife and allegedly refused to drop it. He had outstanding warrants for felony burglary and ran when deputies tried to stop him at McDonald's. More important than any editor is what makes up a community. Cities and counties have personalities just as people do. Size of the community or its newspaper is not as important as the people in the community. In recent years, the press has grown its circulation into South Lakeland and surrounding areas. There is no iron curtain between Mulberry and the rest of Polk County or even Hillsborough County, where we have some circulation to the west of us. Mulberry and Polk County have some challenges ahead, such as new state water policies, which don't seem fair on their face, especially to the smaller cities of Polk County. Water now has become openly about money and power the largest cities have over the smaller ones in Polk County. Thank the Lord that politicians have not yet found a way to charge for the air that we breathe. The state government is also taking away more decision making. Are we headed to be another California? These are questions that a newspaper should be asking. Bill Hestead, the editor, I take this 40-year victory lap to honor the readers and advertisers who gave me their all at the press since we took over in 1985. Some Polk County cities could have their own specific watering rules, but in Polk County in general, lawn watering is limited to twice a week. Even addresses can water on Thursday and or Sunday, and odd addresses may water on Wednesday and or Saturday. Watering should be done before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. Locations without a specific address, such as common areas, may water on Tuesdays and or Friday. Watering by hand and micro-irrigation may be done at any time. The city of Lakeland has a slightly different schedule for even and odd addresses. Mulberry City Human Resource Director and Executive Assistant to the City Manager, Joanna Ayala, was recognized during Tuesday night's City Commission meeting for earning a Certified Municipal Clerk distinction. A taxpayer perhaps said it best that the city of Lakeland is bleeding its taxpayers as if they have all the money in the world. There's more where that came from. The issue is the sudden resignation of the Lakeland City Human Resource Director after a third-party investigation said he created a hostile workplace and harassed some employees. The resignation of Mark Farrington, who made around $200,000 a year when benefits are added, also caused some concern about salaries in Lakeland City government becoming outrageous, as one writer put it. An assistant who was hauling out over $150,000 a year, plus with benefits, costs added, also is leaving. The investigation revealed that Farrington allegedly cursed at some employees, used abusive language, harassed some, and made a hostile work environment. He will be paid until May 18, 2025. Writers to the media website said that today you can often make a lot more money doing the same work in a local government job as someone working in private industry. Plus, the benefits are often greater. An electric supply company in Mulberry for many years has closed. The fate of Fosco Electric Supply was apparently sealed when the company was purchased by electric supply company based in Tampa in 2022. It was stated at the time that the Fosco brand would be eliminated and the electric supply name would take over. Apparently, the local office was merged into the company's other operations. Mulberry has a poor record of outside companies buying local companies and closing them, apparently only winding the business accounts. The same thing happened when PenFed Credit Union took over Magnify Credit Union in Mulberry, cutting back on operations and then just closing the office, taking the deposits with them. When out-of-state franchise group Inc. purchased Mulberry's oldest and largest business in the city limits, W.S. Badcock Company, it didn't take franchise group long to run Badcock into the ground. The old Grace Credit Union here got acquired by GTE Credit Union, which eventually closed the office. Minority Business Expo set for Friday, June 8th in Lakeland. Encouraging blacks and other minorities to enter into business for themselves will be a theme at this year's second annual Black Business Expo, to be held in Lakeland at The Well at 114 East Parker Street. There will be panels for discussion, teaching on how to earn financial credit to go into business, how to come up with ideas that could have market potential. This year's theme is Elevate, Innovate, and Thrive in 2025. Last year's even drew 200 people. There will be a panel of judges who will serve like the popular TV show Shark Tank, to listen to business ideas and give feedback and make comments on ideas on starting a new business. Tickets are $25, which include a meal. There will be two buses to let people tour Lakeland and see the minority-owned businesses that already exist and the impact they will have on the local economy. This will all be followed up on Sunday, June 8th, with a gospel explosion at The Well. County Sheriff Grady Judd has a public service message for parents, guardians, grandparents, or others rearing children. Take control of what they are seeing or doing on the internet and sites and on their cell phones that may be very harmful to them. He says that even before parents leave the store, have the people there to to set the phone to parental control. Sheriff Judge says that parents need to periodically make reviews to see what their children are doing with their cell phones or other online devices and the kind of sites and people they are communicating with. He added that parents should take control over their children's phones overnight as children should be sleeping, not by instigating various websites and social media at night. They should not be with their phones overnight. Parents are the first line of defense in protecting their children, he said, and parents should take responsibility as parents. Mayor George Hatch, a Mulberry boy from the beginning, as a well-known local educator and high school principal before becoming mayor. He was sworn in Tuesday night to begin yet another term. He was not opposed for re-election. Tuesday afternoon of this week, 9/11 emergency was contacted about an alligator that killed a woman canoe paddler on Lake Kissimmee in Polk County. Lake Kissimmee has the second largest population of alligators of any lake in Florida, state officials said. This is the second time in less than 2 months that a woman in a canoe on Lake Kissimmee was attacked by a gator while canoeing. The call Tuesday, May 6th, came in shortly after 4 p.m. The sheriff's office had yet to release the woman's name. An investigation by the Florida Freshwater and Game officials and the county sheriff's office indicated the woman may have actually been grabbed out of the canoe by the gator. Her husband tried to fight the gator off, he said, but to no avail. The woman's body was spotted by a helicopter searching the lake not long afterwards. In March of this year, a woman was also grabbed by a gator while paddling a canoe on Lake Kissimmee. She was injured and was airlifted to a hospital. And Robert Markle, age 89, from Jerome, Florida, in Collier County, was mauled and killed by a bear on Monday of this week. He was living in a camper trailer in the backyard home of a granddaughter, Sue Story. She told the Collier Sheriff's Office and Florida Wildlife that she looked out and saw a bear mauling and killing her grandfather's dog, but she said she saw no sign of him and became alarmed. All that was found was a wallet and bloody pants and a bloody t-shirt. It is suspected that the bear may have consumed the man, and three bears were trapped in the area and sent in to examine for any signs they may have attacked the man. One bear was shot dead in the process and will be analyzed. And a Lake Alfred woman, Logan M. Cole, age 28, died instantly while driving a 2018 Dodge Durango SUV about 9 miles north of Polk City. The accident happened in Polk County, about 1/4 mile north of Green Pond Road. The vehicle left the roadway, hit more than one tree, and burst into flames. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said the woman was driving southbound on Route 33 when she apparently started going off the road and overcorrected, causing the car to crash off the roadway. Her passenger, Ryan Hamlin, 33, also of Lake Alfred, was seriously injured and rushed to a hospital. The early morning crash happened around 1:54 a.m. Another motorist who had nothing to do with the crash, Philip Jean Batiste, 52, of Claremont, was a good Samaritan who came along soon after the crash and stopped in that very rural area to see what he could do to help. He removed the injured passenger, Mr. Omlin, from the burning vehicle. Both people in the car apparently were not wearing seatbelts. Young people, even starting at the infant level, were at Tuesday night's Mulberry City Commission meeting for the swearing. The four children of outgoing Commissioner Marie McClintock and her husband John were asked to come down to the dais to be recognized. The McClintocks are blessed with three boys and a girl. Also part of the family of new Commissioner Don McDonald came out Tuesday night to honor her. Several cadets of the Mulberry High School JROTC were present for the meeting and were given a $1,000 donation for their efforts. One of the big events was the swearing-in of the two new city commissioners, Don McDonald and Catherine Masardi, and the swearing-in of Mayor George Hatch, who was elected unopposed for a new term in that office. As a side note, the new city commission is composed of three females and two males. Your present city commissioners of Mulberry are in district order: Neil Devine, District 1, Catherine Smith Bassetti, District 2, Rosa Iverson, Eisman, District 3, Don McDonald, District 4, and Coach Colin Smith, District 5. Reports were given on some of the city's department. Mulberry Library Director Lauren Holton reported in the last month there were 2,469 visitors, 221 people used the library's computers, and there were 7,581 books and other materials withdrawn from the library. Also in the last month, the library hosted 12 adult programs, 18 programs, 6 elementary level programs, and 7 preschool programs. Other updates were given on outreach and engagement, city human resources, and more. Mulberry's human resources head, who has also served as an executive assistant to city manager Rick Johnson, Juana Ayala, was recognized publicly for her achievement of earning a certified City Clerk Award. This distinction is also held by City Clerk Jean Garcia. Mayor Hatch read proclamations, including those for National Public Works Week this week and Veterans Appreciation Day on May 10th. A resolution was approved dealing with Phase 3 of Bridgeport Lakes housing development. This includes dealing with a lift station there. Mulberry and the owners of Mr. Car Wash, North Church Avenue, have come to an agreement in which the Arizona-based National Car Wash chain is paying the city of Mulberry $342,000. The city underbilled Mr. Car Wash in its initial upfront utility construction fees based on statements made to the city at the time. The city had been led to believe that the car wash was going to recycle all of its water used and would not be putting used water into the city sewer. These claims at the time proved not to be accurate, so the city of Mulberry went back as the agreement allowed and corrected the information, which would have initially led to much higher upfront fees. The company cooperated in the investigation and was willing to pay up, and the issue was seen as resolved. Several Mulberry High School JROTC cadets were present at the meeting. They were there to ask for a donation from the city to help fund expenses, such as going on the road to competition between JROTC groups. Commissioner Neil Devine, who moved to give the group a $1,000 donation, noted that they are in fact carrying the name of Mulberry and representing the community as they travel to competitive events. The motion passed. Mobile JROTC over the years has achieved high scores in state and even national competition. Commissioner Devine made a statement speaking of local government that elected officials must remember they are there to serve the people's trust and not their own personal wills. Mayor Hatch noted in the meeting with the changes on the commission that this is government by the people in action, and Mulberry government shows this. He told new commissioners and others that there are no stupid questions and everyone is learning. He recalled it took him a while to learn some things, such as what the enterprise fund is, for the most part the city's utilities fund. He had to learn about community redevelopment areas when Mulberry started one, etc. He said to take one day at a time. A big salute was given to the Mulberry High School baseball team, which is having a very good season. The team had an important game Tuesday night. It was noted. City Manager Johnson told of meetings he has held recently, including the situation of the laundromat going in at the former Tampa Electric office. The laundromat is running far behind schedule, and instead of renovation, there is basically just one wall left standing. The owner assured the city the project is still on despite the delays. That current site is an eyesore and noisy area next door to the city's Depot 303 food court. The manager noted that the food court is still in a soft opening stage and another food vendor is set to come in. In addition, some nice furniture is going to replace temporary furniture. The permanent furniture has wood and parts coming from offshore to be assembled in the U.S. The food court will soon have seating for 292 people versus furniture for 148 people. Commissioner Neil Levine touched on the controversy of new water allocation rules being imposed on Polk County cities under the Polk Area Water Cooperative. It is easy to talk about PAWC, but look at who published it on Polk County. He read from a newspaper article telling that another city figured on a 6% water bill hike, but now that is expected to fall short thanks to costs of the Polk Area Water Cooperative. That city is a participatory member, the part of the cooperative membership that is being hit the hardest financially, especially with a deeper aquifer drilling now going on. Mulberry is a member of the PAWC, but is only an associate member, and while Mulberry is potentially being sidelined on water allocation growth, it is not paying for the expensive deep drilling going on. Mulberry's share would be something like $1 million a year, plus paying for back time when the group was formed at $1 per year. Mulberry did not join as a participatory member who are being hit hard for drilling costs. It is a case of being forced to pay to play. Commissioner Devine noted the wisdom in Mulberry having not become a participatory member. He said if Mulberry had done this, Mulberry would likely be facing monthly water bills in the hundreds of dollars per customer. He noted he is opposed to big government. Mulberry can't afford to pay what others as Lakeland are paying to be participatory members, as Mulberry does not have that much major development area to pay for the huge costs of being a participatory member. Mulberry is surrounded by other cities as Lakeland service area, Bartow and Plant City. Wide open land to the south of Mulberry is mostly mined phosphate land, usually not good for building on without expensive land surging and pilings. Plus there is lack of major infrastructure very far south of Mulberry, such as water or sewer for housing development. And the week of May 4th through the 10th, 2025, is Hurricane Preparedness Week for the Atlantic Ocean Hurricane. This is a week set aside for people to assess their risk from hurricanes, their evacuation plans, if any, their needs in the event of a hurricane, and to stock up on items they would need in the event of a hurricane. It is asked that people not wait until a hurricane is on the way before starting to prepare and to educate themselves about what could happen. The respected Colorado State University, which puts out hurricane predictions at this time every year, says that this hurricane season will once again see above normal activity. The university research team predicts there will be 17 named storms in the Atlantic this season, 9 actual hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. There are lists commonly available about what supplies you should already have on hand as hurricane season begins on June 1st. You should know where your local hurricane shelter is, consider what your needs will be, including for medication, pets, emergency supplies, and the like. You are asked not to put this off and then get in a near panic when you hear or read in the news that the hurricane is likely coming to Florida. And tell them you saw it in the press. Old Big Red Number 2 rides again. A salute to the farmer, Willow Oak Volunteer Fire Department, by Gary Davis, a.k.a. Barnabas Collins. Press subscriber Fitzgerald, Georgia. After 2 long years of sitting on the sidelines, Chief Collins is pleased to report that the old Willow Oak Fire Station truck, Big Red Number 2, is back in service and riding this neighborhood and over dirt roads in Fitzgerald again. An editor's note, the writer grew up in Willow Oak and as a boy loved fire trucks and in the idea of putting out fires. As he grew up and moved to Georgia, he kept alive the fond memories of growing up in Willow Oak and actually purchased an old heavy-duty fire truck from out west, very similar to the old Number 2 red truck once owned by Willow Oak Fire Departments. It is a hit in his neighborhood. And finally, May 14th is the last day for a pickup of any hurricane-related debris for unincorporated Polk County residents. County residents must call the Polk County Roads and Drainage Division at 863-535-2200 prior to May 14th and give their address to the operator to be added to the list for final pickup. Residents are urged to call before May 14th. After that date, Polk County will no longer be picking up any hurricane-related construction or vegetative debris. For more information, please call the Polk County Roads and Drainage Division at 863-535-2200. And finally, once again, the list of Lakeland's list of 13 streets to be repaved in May and June. From May 12th through the 19th, Seminole Trail from West Beacon Road to Pueblo Trail, Shawnee Trail from West Beacon Road to Hiawatha Trail, Hiawatha Trail from Seminole Trail to South Florida Ave, Comanche Trail from Hiawatha Trail to West Maxwell Street, and Pueblo Trail from Cherokee Trail to Comanche Trail. And from May 14th to the 21st, East Main Street from Massachusetts Avenue to North Lake Avenue, South Lake Avenue from East Main Street to East Walnut Street. And May 16th through the 21st, East Parker Street, from Lake Parker Avenue North to Massachusetts Avenue. June 2nd, Maple Street, from North Orange Avenue to US 98 North, and North Orange Avenue from Maple Street to Gibsonia Galloway Road. May 3rd through the 10th, Wedgwood Estate from US 98 North to Carpenter's Way. June 5th through the 12th, South Edgewood Drive from Taft Avenue to Bartow Road. And June 9th through the 16th, South Sand Gully Road from West Edgewood Drive to West Beacon Road. Residents with questions or seeking additional information should contact Lakeland's Pavement Management Lead, Troy Williams, at 863-834-3315. This concludes our weekly news brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Until next time, have a blessed week.